At the end of the bill, the regulation states the minister may, following consultation with the agency, make regulation for maintenance plans for domestic wastewater treatment systems and performance standards for domestic wastewater treatment systems. A lot of standards and procedures that he has stuck this sort of stuff on, you know, and he's tending to do that, you know, and people don't actually go on to read the bill to that extent. And he has left the back door open for himself that after he's got the people sort of tied into this legislation, that he can flip something on a regulation, and people then are tied in and they can't get out of it, and then they have to adhere to all these regulations that are already in place, you know.
And your concern is that these new regulations the minister could introduce can be brought in by ministerial order, no need for approval at the level, no need to go to a vote, no need for anyone to have a say in them.
That's correct. And the fact that he has done this bill, he has left himself open that he can do that. But I intend to ask him, you know, what is the regulation that he's going to be bringing in? Because, as I said, on the 29th of September, he slipped in a few regulations into the Planning Act. That is crazy stuff, you know. And the same thing seems to be going to be happening here with the septic tanks, and that's ridiculous.
And those regulations slipped in, as you say, into the Planning Act are the subject of a special meeting of Donegal County Council tomorrow, and the word we're getting from members is the more they look into this, the more concerned they are.
Yes, that's correct. We're tying ourselves into a lot of legislation here, but what Phil Hogan's at is he's making it easy for himself to slip in these regulations without any consultation at all with the public after he gets this bill through.